It's 7:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. The Polis administration has given thousands of pages of health data to the Trump administration. The federal government asked for information on undocumented pregnant patients who accessed emergency Medicaid. State officials say they only complied with the federal request after a California judge prohibited the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare from sharing confidential patient information with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. State officials said the federal government threatened to withhold $18 million in federal funding if Colorado didn't comply. Colorado has passed sweeping rules to rein in gambling addiction in the state. They require more education and proactive monitoring by sports books and casinos. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
The rules were passed by state officials recently, and they're just the latest in a years-long campaign to address problem gambling. They require proactive monitoring by casinos and sportsbooks for possible addiction, and they also strengthen rules around the self-exclusion list to make sure that those bettors are truly excluded. Chris Schroeder runs the Colorado Division of Gaming.
The division works hard with the operators to ensure that there's a wide variety of options available for any player who decides that they want to take those steps for themselves. We want to make sure that individuals are playing responsibly and for entertainment purposes only.
The new rules also require advertisements to feature gambling addiction resources more prominently. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
To celebrate Colorado's 150th, the U.S. Postal Service will issue a Colorado State stamp next year. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
The Forever Stamp features a photo of Jagged Mountain, located in the San Juan National Forest. The image of the cloud-swept peak, also reflected in a small lake, was taken by nature photographer John Fielder. This is not the first time Colorado has gotten a stamp.
Caitlin Kim reporting. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News.